Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
The School for Good and Evil is a fanciful drama on Netflix. Best friends Sophie and Agatha represent good and evil. They're whisked away to an enchanted school. This school trains students to be heroes or villains to protect the balance between good and evil in the world. The plot is taken from a novel by the same name and is meant to be serialized. So, Russ, there may be a sequel to this film.
Well, Susan, I doubt it, and I hope not. This is obviously a Harry Potter wannabe that never manages to find the magic. Charlize Theron, Kerry Washington, and Lawrence Fishburne lead the adult cast as the professors at this academy. Director Paul Feig of Bridesmaids fame may be ill-suited for this material, bludgeoning viewers with a barrage of mind-numbing special effects in place of effective pacing.
The story is presented as a fairy tale, sort of, sometimes almost Disney-esque. The dialogue is contemporary, the special effects are clever, especially the fairies and the evolution of Sophie into an ugly, frightening witch. I think this film might be too scary for little children, but young adults may get a kick out of it. To me, it was 45 minutes too long.
Well, for me, it was 145 minutes too long. There's sure a lot of talent involved in this project, so it's got to go down as a big disappointment.
Too much film wasted on explanations.
Well, we can certainly agree on that point. The School for Good and Evil fails to make the grade. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.